But how do you feel getting back in the swing of things?
Feels great, man. You go all off season waiting for this time, and the anticipation of actually getting back out there on the field and being physical again, and you know, doing things well, doing things not well, making the corrections. So feels good to be back out there, go back and watch the film and get better.
What's it like during a handful of drills that you're not out there with the first team defense? What are some of the things you're trying to take in on the sideline?
You know, first and foremost, I'm trying to know what the first, I want to know what the call is. That way I can help teach and really help, you know, just get that mental rep. You know, you can learn a lot from just watching film, watching the plays develop. So, you know, it's always trying to get better.
Jim Schwartz said yesterday that you ask why. It's not just what the play call is, but why it's being called. What are some of the things that you infer from learning about that?
Situation. You know, I think the more you think like a defensive coordinator and understand why he's calling certain plays and why we're doing certain things, it helps you remember, first of all. And then secondly, you can anticipate. You know, you can anticipate what the offense is thinking because there's a reason behind why he's calling it. And most of the times it's based on what the offense is doing. So if you have that edge on what the offense is going to try to do, you can anticipate the play and hopefully make it.
Are you more comfortable with it being the second year of Jim's scheme as opposed to trying to learn everything and get acclimated to that Mike linebacker spot in the 4-3?
Yeah, he does a great job continuing to push us and make us better, you know, giving us more to handle and really build on everything we've done so far. So, you know, obviously we're not comfortable, but we are, you know, continuing to build on top of everything that we were able to do last year.
I enjoyed seeing you out there on some of the drills. Of one play, you made a nice diving stop there, tipping the pass there. Do you feel like you're able to do more now as camp is going on, or are you still kind of monitoring your hand to see?
No, I'm full go. Put me out there. This is the most physical day probably that we've had all camp, and I was doing every drill. So, you know, that's a confidence booster for me and hopefully for everybody that watched.
Everyone wants to know, what is the state of the defense? And you've had two live hitting practices. You've put the pads on. And I know we haven't done preseason games and game scheming and all that stuff, but what would you assess as the state of the defense at this point?
You know, I don't think it's fair to ask that right now just because we have a long way to go and we're nowhere close to where we want to be. For me to sit here and say, you know, we're going to be this, we're going to be that is, you know, invalid just because we have so much time to practice, so much time to prepare and refine what we're going to do. And, you know, we're taking it day by day. And that's all you really can do right now is just focus on the day, get better, learn from it, and come out the next day and hopefully build.
One player who really seems to enjoy the live hitting is Nigel Bradham.
Yeah.
What's it like working out there with him on the field?
Man, it's awesome because I get back out there and there's a few plays that need communication most of the time. And we're able to be out there and just without communication, just pass things off and really have a good feel for the way each other plays. So, you know, I love being out there with him, man. He brings an edge. He brings a tenacity and a you know, an attitude with him every time he's out there on the field. And, you know, I think, you know, with him on there, we're a lot better.